Exodus chapter 20. And verse 12. We are in a series on the Ten Commandments. And since this is Mother's Day, I thought it would be wise to go ahead and shift down to the fifth commandment, which says, honor your father and your mother. You and I both know, and in fact all of us know and understand, that the Word of God, written by the Lord, given to us by the Lord, God using human writers to read, to record for us those things that He wants us to know, has tremendous instruction with regards to parenting. In fact, it's a huge subject in the Word of God, and we're only going to scratch a little surface this morning. But our goal as we go through the Ten Commandments is that we can come away from them with an understanding what each of the commandments are. In fact, this series was requested by someone in our fellowship, and we'll talk a little bit more in the future about why the Ten Commandments are such a controversy today when they are so clear to we who know the Lord. But of course, God knows how to instruct parents with regards to parenting. I read this week of a certain man who used to give lectures on parenting, raising children. And he had been a college professor for a long time, and he lectured through his single years and then into his married years. And when he was single, he started off by calling his lectures the Ten Commandments of Parenting. Well, after his first child was born, he kind of had to change the title to the Ten Hints for Parenting. After his second child was born, he changed it to the Ten Suggestions for Parenting. But then after his third child was born, he quit lecturing. Obviously, the good instruction for us is found in the very Word of God and in the Ten Commandments. And we discussed the fact that keeping the Ten Commandments cannot be done by us apart from the enablement of the Lord Himself. No one can keep the Ten Commandments in order to go to heaven. We just can't do it without His enablement. And yet the Ten Commandments are God's guidelines for people on this earth of how He desires that they live before Him. But they cannot really be kept unless we have the power of the Lord in our lives. Now, it is the expectation of the Lord, and we were discussing this in our Sunday school class this morning. God has told mankind how to live. And a lot of people, you know, do not like to be told how to live. And yet, the Lord said to the people of Israel, if you will obey my commands, things will go well with you. But if you violate my commandments, things will be very difficult for you. In fact, in some cases, there will be real judgment. And we're going to look at that this morning as we consider the fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Now, right up front, I would like us to think of three things that are involved. If I were to say to you, well, what is involved in honoring your parents? As I did with myself, I sat down and I said, well, at least these three things are involved in honoring our parents. Number one, we honor our parents by giving them proper respect. We speak to them carefully. We listen to them, and I'm going to come back to that concept of listening to them. I want you to remember that as we start. We honor our parents by giving them proper respect for who they are. Secondly, we honor our parents by obeying them and listening to them. You'll notice I mentioned it twice now. By obeying them and listening to them. Ephesians 6:1 says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment given that had a promise attached to it. And of course, when he says, obey your parents in the Lord, he's saying to Christian children and parents that we are to honor our parents as a spiritual responsibility into the Lord, which is part of God's expectation of us as we live before Him. So we honor our parents by giving them proper respect. We honor our parents by listening to them and obeying them. And thirdly, we honor our parents by caring for them in their time of need. 1 Timothy 5:8 says, "But if any provide not for his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." You know, I look at that terminology and I say, wow. Let me read that again, please. If any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. You do your interpreting on that verse. That's pretty heavy duty, isn't it? It's reminding us, in fact, we're going to see some heavy duty statements this morning, that we do have a responsibility to honor our parents. Okay, and that's how we do it. I wanted to say that right at the beginning. Now, again, the Ten Commandments were given that we might know how to live before the Lord, and God's plan for preserving the family calls for, and here's basic responsibility, commandment number 5, honoring one's father and mother. We saw last week that in Exodus chapter 31, verse 18, that when God gave the Ten Commandments, He wrote them with His own hand, with His own finger. You say, well, God is a spirit. That's true. But the point is that God Himself put those commandments in stone in order for the people of Israel to know how to live before Him and to know for mankind how to live before Him. That's God's expectation in relationship to parents. God wrote them. And you'll notice the text says, that commandment says, both mother and father are to be honored. Not one, but both are to be honored. This is God's expectation. Now we're going to talk a little bit about what should be done. How do we handle this commandment in light of parents who may not do things honorably themselves? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But following this second commandment, the Lord exhorts His people in Deuteronomy chapter 6. He said, "I want my commands." This is in Deuteronomy now. He goes back over all 10, and he says, "I want my commandments to be in your heart, parents, and then I want you to teach them to your children." And this is why Solomon said later in Proverbs 1:8, listen to this, just listen to the verse. Solomon said, "Listen, my son, to your father's instruction, and do not forsake your mother's teaching, for they will be a garland of grace to your head, and a chain to adorn around your neck." Solomon was saying, if you will listen, my son, to the instructions that I give you and that your mother gives you, Solomon's point was, we are going to tell you things that God has for your life. And if you listen and you follow these things, you will experience great blessing. We'll talk about this too in a moment. But if you go against these things, very difficult things can come into your life and experience. Now, when we started the Ten Commandments, we talked about the fact that the first 4 govern our relationship with God. The first one being, you shall have no other gods before me. And try in your mind and thinking to allow the commandments to become a part of your memory. I think that's why God gave them in the form of the 10, so that people would remember these are His expectations of how to live before Him. The first 4 govern our relationship with God, our response to God. The second 6, or the next 6, deal with the way we are to treat one another. The first 4 teach us to love God. The second 6, the next 6, teach us to love our neighbor. And of course, you see in this order that loving God comes first. And it's amazing that the Word of God is actually clear on this point, that when we learn to love God, it is amazing how God can work in and through us to love others. Even sometimes you've heard this phrase, to those who may be not lovable, but you can do it. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. So in telling us how to love one another, God starts with commandment number 5 with the family. And here's the point. Just as the relationship with God is the beginning of God's covenant, so the relationship between parents and children is the beginning of human society. Please keep in mind, when you're thinking about the 10, that the first one in relationship to people is the relationship between children and their parents. Honor your father and your mother. So God intends the family to be what someone called, and I thought this was interesting, I saw this week. God intends the family to be, quote, our first hospital, our first school, our first government, and our first church. In other words, the first in relationship to these area of authorities comes in the home when a child is born and placed in a home. And the point is, if we do not respect with authority at home, we will not respect it anywhere. It is very important to have respect for authority. Now, moving along, it says, honor your father and your mother. The word honor is an interesting word. It's a Hebrew word, kaved, which actually means heavy or weighty. And it refers to the same word is used of the glory of God. So when you think of the glory of God, you think of the fact that He is so absolutely awesome. He is worthy of my honor and my adoration. Likewise, our parents, we are to give due weight to their position. We are to recognize that God put them in authority over us as children. So to honor them, well, listen to these four terms. To honor them is to respect, to esteem, to value, and to prize, recognizing that they are gifts from the Lord. Now, of course, the opposite of honoring is to dishonor. And I read again this week of someone who said this. He said, I was walking along and I noticed a teen magazine. And he said, I saw on the cover of this teen magazine these words. Now, this is going to sound a little hard, and I'm sorry, but we're talking about the fact now that sometimes there is disrespect to parents, and sometimes it's out in the public place. This man walked by, saw a teen magazine, and on the cover, this is what it said. Do you really hate your parents? Like, who doesn't? And how wrong that person is. How wrong. The Bible has many warnings in it with regards to children who will rebel against their parents. Do we mean by this that children always fully understand all that a parent is asking of them? Do they always fully comprehend the reasons why they're asked to do certain things? No, we don't always comprehend that, but we are always to show respect and honor. Listen to these words of caution given to us by the Lord Himself guiding the writers of Scripture. Leviticus 29 says, if anyone curses his father or mother, he must be put to death. Pretty heavy duty, huh? Pretty heavy duty. He has cursed his father and mother, and his blood will be on his own head. Where do you hear this one? They get worse. Proverbs 30:17. The eye that mocks his father and scorns obedience to his mother, the ravens of the valley will pluck it out and the vultures will eat it. I told you it was going to get tough. Tremendous warnings in the Word of God. See, there's some thinking in some even children's minds that rebelling against parents is kind of a part of growing up. It's not a part of growing up. Yes, some children go through struggles and accepting the instruction and the care of their parents. But God wants children all the way through their growth years to respect and honor their parents, even when they, of course, might disagree with them. In fact, I think we could say that in light of those verses, and I'm going to say this carefully, that God considers dishonoring parents to be one of the worst sins that anyone could possibly commit. Now, listen to what I said, because you hear people say all the time, well, all sin's the same, or if somebody sinned, this sin's not. That's not true. It is true that we have all sinned, but all sin is not the same. There are some sins that are life-altering sins. It alters the life of a family when someone goes off into a homosexual or a lesbian relationship. Man, that busts a family apart. So be real careful when people say, well, all sin's the same. All sin is against God. That's true. And all sin can be forgiven. Remember, I gave you that one from Matthew chapter 11, I believe it is, where Jesus said, all manner of sin may be forgiven the sons of men. And I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving my sins. Right? I don't care what a person has done. There is forgiveness with God. But be real careful when people try to say, well, this sin isn't really that bad. All sin is against God. But God will forgive. But what has to happen? I know you know the word. If I said it starts with an R and ends with an E, and what's happened? What's that long word? Repentance. When a person repents of their sin and says, Lord, I have broken your commands. I have broken your commands with regard to purity. I have broken your commands with honoring my father and mother. And I want you to forgive me of that sin. He will do it. He will do it. Now, quickly, why should children respect their parents? Let's answer the why question. Obviously, the first one, you're going to write this one down right away. You're going to say, in order to please God. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise attached to it. So we want to please our parents in order to honor the Lord. 1 Corinthians 10:31. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. And Lord, help me to keep that in mind no matter what I'm doing. I'm going to really take this one way down. Even if I'm taking the garbage out, I should do it cheerfully. Because everything that I'm supposed to do for the glory of God, right? Okay, so they should. Another reason they should obey the command to honor father and mother. And this one, I think, sometimes people miss. It's for their own well-being. The Word of God is very clear. It says to the Lord said to the people of Israel, the first commandment, honor your father and mother, which is so that you may dwell long in the land, live long in the land which I am giving to you. Now, that little phrase, you say, well, that's what God said in the Old Testament. But in Ephesians, it says it a little differently, and that's true, because he's the first promise given to the people of Israel was, you will dwell long in the land if you will honor your father and mother. The land which I am giving to you, the land of Canaan. But that little phrase is a Hebrew phrase which is used various times in the Old Testament to refer to the fullness of blessing. So you're going into this promised land that I'm going to give you, and while you're there, you are really going to be blessed by God. And, you know, we pray this all the time. We say it to one another, may the Lord bless you. We need the blessing of the Lord. Let me tell you what the blessing of the Lord is. You say to someone, the Lord bless you. You know what you're saying? You're saying, may the God who created our world, the God of the universe, the God who can bestow all kinds of good things upon us, his favor, may God's favor be in your life. May you experience and walk in the favor of the Lord. And that's what God was saying through Moses, who took the commandments down to the people. He was saying, you will walk in the blessing and the favor of God if you keep his commandments. You know, I just think that's so beautiful. I really do. So the second reason they should keep the commandments, children especially, is for their own benefit. And it says in Deuteronomy chapter 6, it also says, I want you to keep my commandments, the Lord said, for you, that it may go well with you. That things will go well for you. But children, you see, who reach out in rebellion and fail to listen to mom and dad, it's not going to be well with them. things are going to be very difficult. The third reason, very quickly, is that, and I think this one probably, and notice I put probably in there, is the most important of all. Children should honor their parents, and they should honor their parents by listening to them. Remember, we read that verse where Solomon said, "Listen, my son." You see, they honor their parents when they listen to them and then obey them. And now you should say to me, "Well, why are you saying that this one is the most important?" Because parents have the responsibility to tell children how to have a relationship with God and how to walk before Him. So shouldn't they respect their parents and listen to what God is saying? Absolutely, yes. Because parents are given the responsibility to tell them about the things of the Lord. And this is why Solomon said, Proverbs 3, 1 and 2, "My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commandments, for length of days and long life and peace are going to be in your life." And then Proverbs 1, 8, "My son," here it is, that verse again, "listen to your father's instruction and don't forget the teaching of your mother." Pretty clear, huh? I mean, it's not bad. I don't see anything that's not clear about it. Now, I'm going to give you some quick examples of someone who disobeyed the fifth commandment. His name was Absalom. Anybody heard of Absalom? Oh, have we ever. Absalom was the son of King David. And he had a very handsome appearance. He had a winsome personality. He was a man with many talents. However, he died a horrible and pitiful death. You see, Absalom rebelled against his father David when his father David was being chastened by God. And he desired to have others in the kingdom follow him, Absalom, and not follow David, his father. So one day Absalom is riding along on a mule. And they're not that easy to ride on, by the way. He's riding along on a mule, and he goes under a tree with some branches that are hanging down, and his long hair is caught in the branches, and he's hanging there in the tree. And it's funny, but it's not funny. And Joab, who is David's chief military man, he wants Absalom taken care of because Absalom's rebelling against David, his father. And so Joab comes along and he takes three spears and he throws them into Absalom's heart as he's hanging in the tree by his hair. What an awful way to die. It really is. And the grief that was caused in that family because of Absalom's rebellion. And David, the father, still loved his son. And you know, you read scripture carefully and slowly. You see what David said, and he says, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, if only I had died in your place. Oh, Absalom, my son." And the point is, again, that God warns us, honor your father and your mother. Absalom came to a very difficult end because he failed to do this. By contrast, by the way, I want you to remember the name of this group of people. And I got to do this. How many of you have ever heard of the Rechabites? Hands up. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay? 4 out of 104. I'm just giving you that figure. Don't worry about that exactness. All right, here's the point of the Rechabites. Their father's name was Jonadab. J-O-N-A-D-A-B. And Jonadab commanded his children three things. Now, the controversy is, why did he ask them to do these three things? Okay? And I think I know the reason, and I'll share it with you sometime. But I'm going to mention two things. Their father, Jonadab, asked the Rechabites, their children, his children, number one, not to drink wine. Number two, not to live in houses. And number three, not to work in agriculture. Now, the controversy comes in. Why in the world did he do that? I mean, good night. Well, some people feel he did it because he was in rebellion against the pagan Canaanite religion around him, who had all these things and did all these things. He says, I don't want you guys doing this. But secondly, the second reason is he didn't want them involved in agriculture because he wanted them to continue to work with metal. They work with metal. The interesting thing is, I've got to turn to this verse. I've got to find it with you. That's Jeremiah 35, 18 and 19. Jeremiah 35, 18. The Rechabites. You're going to know who they are. When you're eating dinner today, say the word Rechabite. Because they're the ones who obeyed their dad and didn't do these things. And God says, because you, Jonadab's sons and children, because you obeyed your dad when he asked you to do those three difficult things, your people will continue on from generation to generation. Watch it now. Look at it in Scripture. Jeremiah 35, verses 18 and 19. And Jeremiah said to the Rechabites, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father and kept all his precepts and done according to all that he commanded, therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not lack a man to stand before me forever. His family is going to continue down through the years. And the interesting thing is, by the late 1800s, back in 1862, a man by the name of Signar met a tribe of Rechabites living in the southeast end of the Dead Sea, and they were still observing the commandments of Jonadab way back in the days of Elijah. Oh, man. Woo! The Rechabites. So interesting. Absalom died in disgrace because he did not honor his father and his mother. The Rechabites continued their families from generation to generation, and they're still over there somewhere because they kept the commandment, honor your father and your mother. I will not go into detail on the fact of how to handle parents who respond dishonorably to their children, or how to honor flawed parents. But the interesting thing is, you can still honor parents who maybe do not know the Lord or ask you to do things that are contrary to the Lord. And I'll just tell you who did it. It was David and Jonathan, who had a friendship. And Jonathan was the son of Saul, and Saul told Jonathan to kill David. Now, Jonathan knew that he had to honor his father, Saul, but he could not honor his father's request to kill David because he knew that first he must honor God. What an example. Yes, the Bible is clear. That commandment is very clear. And it is clear, in fact, for children, teens, and adults, and young adults. And I've seen how, if you think through the commandment, in fact, let me share this and we'll close in prayer. There are some Bible scholars who feel that that exhortation, that fifth commandment, honor your father and mother, was actually given to adult children in their 30s, 40s, 50s. Their responsibility to still take care of your parents, because they didn't have Social Security back in those days. Very interesting. The conclusion, let's remember the fifth commandment. The command is for parent-child relationship, the basis of society, the home. Honor your father and mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. And that phrase, that your days may be long in the land, talks about the fact that tremendous blessing from God. And remember, blessing is God's favor coming down on your life. That's what blessing is. It's the favor of God. It's God giving you favor with other people. It's God helping you in your work. It's God blessing you in your life and your relationships. There will be the favor of God if you will, well, the first commandment, have no other gods before me. And the fifth commandment, honor your father and your mother. Let's pray together.